The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Sand is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
People get in my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly
away. Come on. Who do you love, Al? Come on.
I love you, Joe.
We'll float down to Peru.
Hold on, you missed the spot with the topics there on the sideburn.
The old man, let it rip, Albert. Come on, it's a Friday, man. We are rocking through and swinging through the morning. 7:07 right now, and AM 970, The Answer. So Al's so funny because I look at my hair, and when I run up in the morning, and here, right there, see, I got
it. Look at you, look. Like, you got four hairs out of place.
I'm fixing my hair.
No, so he's telling me while he's banging this thing on the side of his head to get the little bit of topics on his sideburn, not even on the top of his head, right? Because he has to do this appearance with Neil Cavuto. And then he goes, could you imagine, I'm at the prom tonight, or the reunion,
yeah.
And I put my head on Carol's shoulder, and all the topics come spilling off, and she's brushing her, you know. I mean, come on.
Funny getting old.
Did you tell her to wear sleeves? Make sure it wasn't sleeveless? You know.
I swear to God, Al, but watching is because we all, a lot of people use this thing that you put in your hair. It's like a filler. There's also a spray. You say a GLH.
GLH.
Hysterical. Ron Popeil was ahead of his time.
It was awesome.
The spray thing. Now Topics has the same thing, different colors, and you do a spray. And people look, oh, they don't know. But I say, but if you know, you get to a point where you're going to need plugs. I don't want surgery. I just don't have time for surgery. So I fill look, in look. Here. And
see how it's nice and shiny, bald? That's the way.
See, I prefer you. You look great, but I prefer you with the hair. I prefer. Yeah.
I'm going to wear a blonde wig tomorrow.
Or Cory Booker with the hair. Cory Booker.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Cory Booker's a fraud, though. He was fraudulent the other night on that debate stage.
Well, look, he's a longtime friend, and I try not to say anything negative about anybody, but the only thing I will say, I like him with hair.
Yeah. Well, how about John Hickenlooper? Did you hear what happened to John Hickenlooper Wednesday night?
Yeah, well, he was pretty good,
so apparently,
actually.
Hickenlooper was going in, you know, I guess to watch the first part of the debates because he was on last night, and security said, you a member of the press? He says, no, I'm in the debate. No,
great.
I'm sorry, we can't
That's
let you
great.
In.
That's
so apparently,
great.
What's his name from ABC that comes on all the time?
Rick Klein.
Rick Klein apparently interviewed him afterwards, so the next time we have Rick on, we should ask him about it. But it was just, they had to like verify his identity, that they had no clue that he was a part of the debate. Because first off, who says that? Like somebody like Frank Morano would walk into the debate and go, yeah, I'm on the stage.
I'm still trying to get over by the fact that we have had Rick Klein on almost every week.
Who's the
guy
from ABC? I know,
I dropped
Frank on his last
name.
I'm sorry.
5 years.
Who's the guy from ABC?
And
that's great.
Who's the guy that we have on?
Now, hold on a second.
Every week.
This is not my show.
He doesn't listen.
I do listen.
He's tweeting about beer when I am talking to Rick.
I drew a blank on his last name. It happens. Forgive me.
Right.
Who that guy? That guy, Rick Klein.
Well, they didn't know who John Hickenlooper
was. I
got
to tell you what. I watch Hickenlooper, and I don't agree with him because with the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and all that. Right. But he made a lot of sense. He goes, he made a great comment. He said, everything everybody's talking about on stage, we have done in Colorado.
But you know what's funny about Hickenlooper?
For better or for worse, right?
Is, you know, that...
His name?
Well, that is funny. But Looper. Colorado, they Looper. Legalized...
Hi, I'm Stone.
They legalized marijuana through voter referendum. So... Hickenlooper didn't have anything to do with the legalization of marijuana.
I'm sorry, Frank.
All of these names are, you know, ripe for jokes. Next thing you know, somebody named Salami is going to be running. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. That's right. There's a guy named Salami.
Frank, there's a whole, he dissects everything that's going on in Iran. Mention Joe Salami.
You can tell.
You and I are like four-year-olds.
You can tell it's Friday because.
Salami.
You can tell it's Friday because Frank is just, is irritated already.
I'm not waiting to get out of here.
I'm not irritated at all.
No, you were irritated last hour. You're like, let's get to a break. We gotta get
Looper. All right, Mr. Governor Looper and Ms. Wawa.
But the other thing,
Swawa was so annoying last night.
He is annoying. He's
like the kid in school. When I talk about high school reunion, and I can't think of a kid in high school like that, but he is like a generic kid in high school. You just want to smack in the back of the head, you know? I'd like to say something on that. Swawa.
But here's the other problem with the debates. You have 20 candidates. They had to split it up over two days.
Five moderators.
Right. And 9,000 moderators.
That?
Every one of them trying to make it. Chuck Todd was terrible on Wednesday night. Yeah, the guy was trying to make it more about himself. Like, he asked a question that took about 2.5 minutes. Just ask the question.
I have to tell you.
The other problem is they all interrupt one another over. Like, de Blasio was shouting something as they were going to break.
Like.
I knew you were going there. But my
we
point
live
is,
it every morning.
But why is it that they can't?
Listen,
we're going to give you 60 seconds. You speak. Why do these people feel the need to jump in?
Who was the guy
like
that was polite? Joe Biden. He would look, he goes, I ran out of time.
Gabbard did that too.
She was
being very polite, like trying not to interject. And then when she got, Congressman Ryan went after about the whole Afghanistan thing, that's when she got forceful and jumped in.
Did she pull back a little bit because her time was up like that?
Well, no, right. But in the Afghanistan point, she made a great point. She was the only one on that stage. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was there. I understand what's going on. I have a point here.
I'll tell you who set them straight, 12 after 7 with the guys, is it was Rachel Maddow, who I know, but she said directly to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris wouldn't stop last night. I thought it was a little much. I know she's really scored. She did really well. Right. And she's really, really great on her feet and all of that. And she was very prepared with her little prepared sound bites. But boy, Rachel Maddow said, Senator, we're going to come right back to you. Right back. Shut her right up.
Yeah.
And that was very well done.
She did that to Bernie Sanders, too.
She read
a quote that Bernie Sanders gave in an interview, a direct quote from him.
A pathological liar.
No, do you know what he said? He said, you're mischaracterizing, whatever.
Yeah,
she goes,
yeah.
No, sir. That was a direct quote from you. I'm reading you said.
You know, and I feel so kind of disappointed. That's the word. Because Bernie was on the show, and he was Bernie, and he was the communist socialist that he is. But now there's a meanness, a grumpy, cranky, get-off-my-lawn meanness about him.
It's his last shot.
I didn't see it from Biden, from Vice President Biden, but from Bernie, he's calling everybody's names, and he's calling the president is a racist. He's a liar. He's a pathological liar. And he goes to boo-boo. Where's the name calling? And then when they said, and Lester Holt, you got to give Lester credit, man. How are you going to implement this? Well, we can't go. The Wall Street's going to pay for it. Now, how are you going to implement? Three times he asked Bernie Sanders, how are you going to do it? Not once did Bernie answer. Right there, fraud. It was like fraud right on his forehead.
And Frank, the vice president doesn't need to say anything. He's got a commanding lead. I mean, it looks bad for him.
Well, he got more speaking time than anybody.
Right. He did, right?
So he got, in terms of speaking time, he got, I think, about 13 minutes. And the least amount of speaking time was for...
Let me guess. Let's guess. Oh.
Swalwell.
Swalwell's. He wouldn't shut up, this guy. I probably don't even remember the person's name.
So the person that got the least amount of...
Williamson.
No. Do you want to keep guessing?
No.
You might not have even recognized that he was there because he got so little speaking time. The person that got the least amount of speaking time with only 2 minutes and 58 seconds was the one candidate that made the mistake of trying to talk to voters and moderators like they're adults, Andrew Yang.
He's good.
Biden got 13 minutes and 19 seconds.
Yang got less than anybody?
Well, Kamala Harris got 12 minutes and 16 seconds. Buttigieg, 11:21. Sanders, 10:58. And then the ones with the least amount of time were Marianne Williamson with 4:58.
Oh, what a character.
Eric Swalwell with 4:43. And Andrew Yang with 2:58.
Yang's good, but it's like he's going everything for free.
But see, the problem is he's trying to explain it like people are adults. And, he's got to learn that Democratic primary voters, they just want to hear free stuff. They don't want to hear an explanation of how or why. They just want to hear free stuff.
Frankie Five Boroughs, I didn't see nothing. I saw nothing. But not to lose sight of the other news that's going on with the Supreme Court, with this, it incenses us as Americans when we see a group of people running in the other political party in the United States of America and say free. If I hear free one more time, I can't get free community college. I can't get free community college for my kids. I can't get free college for my kids. I can't get free health care. You know what the dental costs for my children? I had to call Peter here at the station. Are we covered with dental? Yes. And then you got to go to the dentist and you got to put the papers in. And those poor people, I feel sorry for the doctor's assistants who are at the front desk having to go through all of this. The one thing that they're right about, and I don't know how you address it, what you do, the health care companies don't care anything about your health. This is true. All they care, they're banks. They're not healthcare companies. That's exactly right. And what Elizabeth Warren is saying about these tech giants, to break them up, I don't know that you break them up. Maybe you do break them up, but someone's got to address it. They should be under the aegis of the Federal Communications Commission, because now they're so anti anything that is conservative. It's a violation, I think, of the First Amendment rights. So there's certain things, and you and I talk about the greed, that corporate greed, you know. But then where Kamala Harris goes, the stock market. The president talks about the stock market. How good? What if you don't have stocks? Senator, please. The 401ks across the United States of America in all the unions is in the stock market. It's in all that pension and welfare is held all around the world. Coming from out of Wall Street. So they're misinformed. And aside from that, I don't see anybody that could step. Not one person. Did you see anybody that could jump in?
Well, I thought the media is trying to spin that Kamala Harris was the big winner last night. And there's no question she got in some very good zingers and that are going to be repeated throughout the whole new segment.
And her presentation was just, I thought she did
a great job. She came across as crisp. She didn't make any major gaffes. She won over a lot of converts. If you look at the amount of Google searches of the candidates before and after the debate, she wasn't even in the top three before the debate. She was number one after the debate.
Wow.
So it shows you people watched the debate and then wanted to learn more about her.
Yeah.
I thought by far the most disappointing performance last night was Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden really, especially for an experienced debater, he really seemed not terribly with it. You know, Bernie Sanders, I agree with you, seemed extra surly last night. He was the same Bernie as 4 years ago, same Bernie as 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Biden, you know, he has lost a step or two. That is not a guy. If I'm Trump, that's the guy that I want to face, Biden. And I know they say he's the most electable.
I know he has
appeal in the Rust Belt. That is not a guy that can beat Donald Trump. Now, the energy of Kamala Harris, you know, the fact that she's so quick, the fact that she would pounce on what any of these other candidates were
saying. Even though what she says is flawed.
It's flawed because you disagree with it.
No. For her to say about the stock market, the president, you know, she doesn't understand about the stock market.
So I think she would say that the vast majority of gains in the stock market have been by the top 1% because that's what's driving, you know, the gains in the stock market. So I think that's what she would say. Now, I think certainly a higher stock market's better than a lower stock market. But Biden, first of all, I hate these hand-raising questions. Raise your hand if you're for this. Raise your hand.
What was that?
Like the six-year-olds. Now, first of all, the guy that could not have been on that stage last night because he would have been laughed off for being too moderate is Barack Obama. Okay, Barack Obama, who when he pushed Obamacare, made a point of telling everybody that there were not going to be coverage for illegal aliens, would not have even been on that stage yesterday.
Yeah.
And then for Joe Biden to not even remember whether he raised his hand a minute ago. I mean, that was pretty alarming. I really have serious doubts about his cognitive abilities to
I'm an old guy, Frankie. I always say, well, you got to give him benefit of the doubt. But how old is he?
I think he's 74.
Yeah, but look, compare him to President Trump.
No comparison.
And vitality.
No comparison. Yeah. Compare him to Bernie, who's even older.
Yeah, good point.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think he would go head-to-head with Kamala Harris. I would, frankly, like to see that.
I don't want to see that. She's not the one that I'd want to face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I'm Trump, I'd want to face.
She plays the race. Is she black, by the way?
I don't know, but she's going to convince.
She's playing that black card. She's playing that race card. And that's when I tell you flawed. But isn't she like Puerto Rican and Ethiopian or something? Like something exotic?
I think she might be Jamaican. I don't know.
Yeah. But, when I was on the bus and I was. She's playing that too much and I wasn't buying it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm tired of hearing about it. Everybody using the race for an excuse.
By far the least impressive candidate, the Beto O'Rourke of last night was Eric Swalwell. That guy has out the Blasio de Blasio.
And so you know what? And we got to go, but the camera shot for Swalwell was like off to the where it wasn't flattering, and it wasn't his fault. But he kept saying like, "I'd like to say something." He was like the guy in Polar Express. Hey, the guy with the glasses, you know. Let me tell you about the trains. Hey.
The next debate's in 3 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these candidates aren't even in the
race. What determines that, Frank?
Same criteria. Okay. So the same, okay. I think actually Steve Bullock, who was excluded from this round of debates, will be included in the
All
match.
Right, all right.
And I think, I don't know if they've announced the lineup, but maybe Joe Sestak will be included.
Tom Snyder? Well. All right, sir. Exactly. Hey, okay. Frankie Marano right there. Hey, Frank, you know what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about. Miss Tom
you
Snyder.
Need a cigarette.
Yeah, I need a cigarette, man. Remember that hair. 7:21. Debbie's out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie New Haven. Russ Salzberg's going to jump on the air with us momentarily. John Katzenmatidis on the show as well.
Hey,
you okay?
By the way, Kamala Harris, her parents, her father's Jamaican and her mother is Indian background.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So she kept playing the race card, and I'm going like, and she's so, her delivery was great, but I'm saying when I said her argument was flawed, is she a black person? I don't think she is then, technically.
She's biracial.
Okay.
Yeah, biracial, yeah.
I'm confused, Deb. I'm confused.
That's,
what difference does it make, really? I mean,
it doesn't
honestly.
Matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Matter. We're all Americans. That's
it,
sure.
Girl. Mm-hmm, 7:22. Sure. Debbie's out there. It's a Friday on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Hi, Joe. Let's go to the inbound GWB 45 to the upper, 10 to the lower. Over at the Lincoln, it's 30. Holland Tunnel, it looks like one tube is closed with police department activity, so it's going to be 45 minutes. It looks like the southbound side of the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, police department activity there. Let's go over to the southbound side of 17 into Summit Ave and Hackensack. Accident involving a couple of cars over there to deal with. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you head to the New Jersey Turnpike North, getting up toward 13A. Watch for slowdowns on the Bronx River Parkway southbound in toward Pelham Parkway with a collision there. Deegan South at the Cross Bronx, an accident. LIE is tough westbound at the Clearview. Accident involving a couple of trucks and one car. More volume getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens. A disabled car. And traffic is still a problem on Hempstead Turnpike at 107 in Plain Edge. Fire department activity. Sunny today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Merlin Entertainments, the parent company of Legoland Theme Parks and Madame Tussauds Wax Museums, has been sold. Investment firm Kirkby, which owns most of the Lego toy company, is buying the business for more than $6 billion. Kirkby is partnering with two other investment firms, Blackstone, and Canada's CPPIB. Merlin operates 130 attractions in 25 countries. The RealReal, an online marketplace for used luxury goods, is going public today. The stock's priced at $20 a share. It's expected to trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol REAL. In addition to online sales, The RealReal has retail locations in New York and in Los Angeles. The Dow dropped 10 points yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 57. The S&P added 11. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit thesmartwaytobuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
There it is, John Catsimatidis, live, by the way, 8 o'clock right now. You could hear John Sunday mornings following Frankie, Wednesdays on AM 970 The Answer, and 8 o'clock this morning right here on the Piscopo Show. 727 right now, telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Did you call Connors and Sullivan yet? Here's the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Lisa standing by. The Connors and Sullivan office is great. And by the way, they're in Queens. They're on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan. You can go wherever you want. I went out to Brooklyn. Remember, I told Joey, come on, we're going out to Brooklyn. We go to Brooklyn. Everybody was so nice. Lisa was there. Bridget was there. Rose was there. Kelly. And then Mike. And I had so many problems about the health care, for example. How are you going to maintain health care? What if you got to go to a rehab center? Are you eligible for Medicaid? All these ridiculous, a will, should I do a will? What should I put in the will? How about a trust? What can I put in? Who can I leave my money? How does the money go to where it has to go when I'm not around anymore to tell people, you know what, Mike Connors has all the answers. I want to tell you, and my life ain't easy. I got to tell you something. So if you call 718-238-6500, you could say, tell Mike, tell Beth is over there as well. You could say, look, I heard you on Piscopo. Here's my problem. I don't know how to do this. I don't want to have to pay taxes on this. I have too many. My facility bills are killing me. I may go bankrupt. Mike will walk you through everything. And the time is act now. You know, you got to do it right now. Don't wait. I waited. I got there. And now I have the weight of the world off my shoulders. And you will, too. Call Connors and Sullivan, please. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. 800-238-6500. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors, Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Russ Salzberg is a legend, longtime New York sportscaster, host of the Get a Load of This podcast on OGPodcastNetwork.com. And I know you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. You listen to Russ, man. He's as New York can be. Hey, Russ, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Let me ask you a question. Did you send back your invite yet to Frankie Fiveborough's roast in September?
I did not. And who else didn't, Frankie? Who else didn't? There's two. You got two people that did not send back. Did you send it back, Russ, already?
Yes, I did. I put it in the mail yesterday. But it's a roast, right?
Yeah.
No, my roasting days are over. I want nothing to do with roast.
No, it's not a roast.
I won't even eat
he's
pot
He's getting
roast.
Married. Russ, he's no, getting married.
We'll turn it into a roast. We'll turn it into a roast. No. It'll be fun.
Russ, I'm right on board with you on that one.
Who's doing all the right, toast? Buddy, wait, hold on, Russ. Who's going to do the toast, Frankie?
I'll tell you in the 8 o'clock.
Your best man, Vincent Gentile.
Ignacio.
Not even close.
It's okay. No, they're both invited.
Okay. Now, I think you should hand a glass of champagne to Russ Salzberg, and I think you should let him say a nice toast.
I will run that by my fiance.
What do you think? Do 10 minutes.
A grand slam home run.
Yeah. Russ, what happened? Hey, man, you fell off a ladder? What happened? You okay?
No, listen to me.
What?
The only thing worse than falling off a ladder is watching the Mets bullpen, okay? But this is what happens when you try to put a Jew on a roof, okay? The two don't go hand in hand. So I see some moss on a
worst.
Little ledge out in my pool area.
You're the
so
worst.
I said, you know what? My son-in-law's over. My wife's on a raft in the pool. One of my daughters, my little three-year-old grandson, Max, is watching. My son-in-law, Dave, is holding the ladder, and it's one of those metal collapsible ladders.
How good.
So I walk up. I'm one step. All jokes aside,
I'm
10 feet high. The thing collapses.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, in a split second, my life is flashing before my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, and I'm going, this is concrete. I don't land on my head.
Was I in that flashback for a second there? Did you think, Piscopo, just for a split second, Russ? Well, I'm just asking.
Did I think what?
When you had that flashback, was I in that flashback at all?
Yeah, you and, your alimony checks. You know, that I'm saying, oh, my God, I'm going to miss all these jokes in the future. I'm not going to get on with them this week. I'm pissed off.
Wait, so
jeez, Murphy.
Did you hit the ground?
So I go down. The ladder hits me in the face. I don't land on my neck. I don't land on the base of my spine, thank God.
Wow.
I land squarely on my shoulders. I got stitches in my elbow. I got a gash in my head. And, that's what happens. You know, you heard a fiddler on a roof, I'm fumbler on a roof. That's it.
Russ, wait, thank God you're okay.
I'm telling you. You know what? All kidding aside, 2 days after I started to think about it, it's traumatic. God forbid I could have ended up dead.
You can't do it. God, you're our age. You can't go on ladders anymore, man. I don't even – when I think about it, sometimes, a guy comes over, there's a lawn worker, and I'm looking at how hard that lawn worker is working, and I'm thinking, I should be out there helping him. I'll do something stupid, and I'll hurt myself. That's why I don't even
– Listen to me. Listen to me, Big Shot.
Yeah.
If there was a skirt up on top of a tree, you'd be climbing up backwards, okay? Don't give me that crap. Our age. Yeah, Big Shot over here.
I'd be going backwards.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet. Oh, Juliet, forget about it. It's Joe coming. Don't go no place. I'll be right there. I'll go to the fire department. I'll get one of those cherry pickers. I'll be up in 2 minutes.
Oh, Russ, you're the worst, but you're the best, and I love you, man. But you're okay, right? Everything good,
all
right.
Thank God I'm okay. Okay.
No, so talking about catastrophes, what happened to the guys are upset. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm so excited.
Right.
But let's go to the Mets first, especially as they celebrate the 69 World Series this weekend. The boys are upset. What's going on with the Mets, Russ?
Well, most teams have what they call a bullpen. The Mets have what they call a poison pen. Because what you talk about turning chicken salad into chicken, you know what? This is what they can do. I'm telling you something. From a Mets fan's perspective, it is totally demoralizing. Five games in a row, the bullpen has blown it, and there were games they should have won. It's terrible. It is, and you know what? Watching the guys yesterday, you can see in a locker room after the game, they're demoralized. Like, what can you do? It was the ninth inning. They're losing 1-0. Todd Frazier hits a 2-run homer. You can see the euphoria. They're all pumped up. They're all excited. Yeah. They bring this guy in, Edwin Diaz. Not a 2-run homer. That's followed by a 3-run homer. And you know what? This joker for a general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, who was a big shot agent, you know, before he became a general manager. Last week, he fires the pitching coach.
Right.
He fires the pitching coach. He's the guy who brought back Juris Familia, who stinks. He's the guy who brought Edwin Diaz. He's the guy who brought Robbie Cano. What do you know? Give me a break. Yeah. I mean, Met fans have every reason to be PO'd.
Yeah.
Every reason to be PO'd. It's terrible. I mean, this guy, he used his bullpen coach as a Dave Island as a scapegoat. I'm surprised he's probably going to try and hire Dave Island back today so he can just fire him again tomorrow to make him a scapegoat again.
Well, what are the Yankees doing? London? They're going to London?
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know why these leagues choose to do that. All the Yankee players and the organization and baseball, and they're playing the Red Sox for two games. They all say the right things that they want to go. You know, and it's part of history. It's interesting. I get that. But let me tell you something. Back in 2007, I went to London. It was the first time the NFL played in London. They played at Wembley. The Giants played the Dolphins. Giants ended up winning the game 13-10. That was the year the Giants won a Super Bowl. So, you know, when it's fine when you're there, when you're playing. It's a long trip for the players. It's a long trip back. It's during the season. For lack of a better term, it's a pain in the ass. I don't think. Listen, you and I are going to sit home watching it. I'm not going to be sitting up on my roof like you. Yeah. I'm just going to be sitting down in the living room watching it. But, you know, listen, it's fun. I get it. You want to spread the news of baseball and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, it's a long trip in the middle of the season, and I felt
listen
the
to,
same way.
Listen to you. Yeah.
Then, you know, the NFL goes, it's all fine and dandy, but really, I can tell you, deep down, players don't want to go and the coaches don't want to go.
All right. But the game counts, right? It's not just an exhibition game.
Of course it counts.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, of course it counts, just like your marriage is always counting.
Hey, please, man. I'm doing good. I'm not doing good. I'm doing terrible, but it's okay.
Why are you doing terrible, Joe?
Actually, I'm not doing too bad. Everything is pretty copacetic. I keep it pretty, pretty calm. You know.
Let me put it to you this way about the Mets.
Yeah.
I would rather watch the past two nights of Democratic Convention than watch the Mets bullpen. Does that make it all tie
it
in?
It does.
Nicely?
Russ, will you take care of yourself? I worry about you, man. Now you got a little bump here, a little bump there, and everything else. And so,
no, trust me. No more climbing on roads. From now on, I call you. You send over a paisan and take care of it in 2 minutes. We're all right.
Russ, we love you, man. Take care of yourself, my friend.
Love you guys. Okay. Take care, buddy.
Love you
too.
Go walking up the ladder backwards. 7:38 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Big Al is here with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer. Take it away, Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Long Island town reminding families to watch their kids around pools. The warning comes ahead of the July 4th holiday, which comes during the busiest pool week of the year. Hempstead Town Supervisor Lauren Gillen says parents need to keep an eye out on where their children are around the water. Federal officials say nearly 20 children drowned on July 4th last year. New York State was fourth in the country in drowning deaths in 2018. Environmental officials urging people to avoid the water at Lake Hopatcong in New Jersey. They say the heat likely combined with nutrient-rich stormwater runoff in the lake causing harmful algae blooms. They say it's dangerous, sometimes causing rashes, allergy-like symptoms, as well as respiratory and eye irritation. Swimming is being prohibited, and people are being warned not to eat fish from the lake either. In sports, Mets scored three times in the ninth, only to give up five in the bottom half. and losing 6-3 against the Phillies. And the Yankees overseas in London, they're getting ready for a weekend series against the Red Sox. The teams will play Saturday and Sunday at London Stadium, which was used for the 2012 Olympics. The Yankees, 9 games ahead of third-place Boston in the American League East. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, y'all. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here as you head over to 95 southbound. Stop and go traffic getting down toward Darien as you head through Connecticut. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Deegan. Deegan south at the Cross Bronx, it's an accident. And the Bronx River Parkway south at Pelham Parkway, an accident there as well. A tough ride this morning on the LIE westbound getting out toward the Clearview. Accident involving a couple of trucks. Hempstead Turnpike west at 107 into Plain Edge. Ongoing fire department activity. A building fire there. Inbound GWB 35 to the upper, 10 to the lower. Lincoln 25, Holland Tunnel. It looks like you still have some police department activity, but it looks like the Holland was reopened. Still 45 minutes in over at the Holland Tunnel. 17 south at Summit Ave, getting down through Hackensack. A collision over there as well. And taking right up to Route 100, getting up through Chappaqua and Millwood. Watch out for a downed tree there. Sunny today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer about the next generation NYCHA. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
That's show related. Like the tweets, you mean? No. The only show related conversations we can have? Okay. 7:42. Did you go to Empire State Bank? If you're thinking about your business, small business, will you please just go to ESBNA.com? ESBNA.com. Some of the nicest people I have met in my whole time, entire time on the radio, have been from Empire State Bank. They're so concerned with the community. And I've been out with Phil Guarneri and with Tom and Esmeralda and the whole team at Empire State Bank. It's as local as it gets, but they're powerful. They know just what to do. I've asked Phil advice about loans when I wanted to buy different properties. They are so knowledgeable. They are so caring about small businesses. They totally, totally get it. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO, my man, Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I was in an Italian neighborhood. We opened up a Chinese bank. You know, it was like the China. It was so perfect, so great because the ethnic blend of the different neighborhoods, the celebration. I was singing Frank Sinatra. They had the Chinese dragons there. This was magnificent. So we invite you to go to ESBNA. ESBNA, Empire State Bank. You know, they have locations on Staten Island, in Brooklyn, the Lower Hudson Valley. It's Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Piscopo in the morning, 744 on AM 970. The Answer. It's Friday. Yay! E. O'Brien Murray is a longtime Republican consultant and strategist. We call him OB. OB, welcome to the show. And nice of you to join us this morning.
Joe, how are you? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good, man. Well, you know, I'm stunned at this debate last night. I mean, this is the best of the Democratic Party. We're dying to hear your take, man.
Joe, copacetic may be the word of the morning, Puff. I heard you on your earlier. Why are you copacetic? I am concerned about that, like Russ.
You know
who's not copacetic today?
Yeah.
Another guy named Joe Biden.
Yeah,
he wishes he was copacetic.
Yeah, you know, what do you think? What do you think that Frankie Five Boroughs was saying? He lost a step. I'm an old guy, Obi. I'm old, so when I see old people, I give them the benefit of the doubt. Joe seemed to be slipping a little bit. You think?
No, he slipped not only a little bit, tremendously. Kamala Harris outplayed them before the debate by keeping their from a strategy standpoint, by keeping their strategy quiet. After the debate, they put out a picture on Twitter of her as that little girl trying to get a bus to go to school. And Joe Biden last night, they fed him his own words from 30 years ago about passing the torch. And last night you saw the torch pass from Joe Biden to Harris. It almost went over to Mayor Pete the other direction. And as it went from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris on the stage, Bernie Sanders stood there and was going nowhere.
You
saw the generational shift. And Kamala Harris is going to be the front runner, I think, at this point in the next couple of months. I think Warren from the night before, who was doing terrific, lost a bit by Harris doing that, because now you have a woman being able to present the case for the Democratic Party, and I think you'll see a lot of women coalesce around her. And when they start seeing Kamala Harris's numbers go up, people pay more attention to her as well. And with that comes scrutiny, though. So will she stumble as she gets more scrutiny?
Exactly.
Mayor Pete stepped up last night and apologized for what was going on in his community and not being able to hire enough police officers that were of African-American descent.
Yeah.
But, you know, that should be great. How many politicians, Joe, step on your show and apologize and admit they're wrong?
I know. It's so true. But I'm so sick of the Democrats just pandering to that progressive socialist agenda. Obi, it's like I want to hear somebody go, you know what? I support the police. I don't think I've ever heard that from the Democratic Party. Correct me if I'm wrong. We support our police.
Every now and then they step up and do that when people like you push them. And the police officers always every first responder is putting their lives on the line every day.
Yeah.
And it's overlooked, and they can never be forgotten.
Hey,
9/11, but it's everything else, of course.
Obi, you're a professional man, but I got to watch. I'm like a fan of politics, man. I'm hopelessly have this insatiable curiosity, you know. So when I see Swalwall go about, we're gonna pass the torch, and somebody said, oh, pass the torch when I was a little kid, and that person who said pass the torch was Joe Biden. What a shot. It was an unnecessary shot, I think.
It was necessary, Joe.
Huh?
Because that was the first time to attack Joe Biden.
Yeah.
That was 18 minutes into the debate. And what you really had there was Joe Biden answered that masterfully. And you thought, oh, wow, Joe's going to get away with being attacked and handle it very well.
Yeah.
But once Harris made it personal, Joe Biden, that clip, literally, he looked at her when she said, that little girl was me.
Oh.
And he was not ready for that.
I know. You're exactly right. You wish he was better prepared. Would have been too mean, Obi, if he said, when Swalwell said, he passed the torch. And then I wanted Biden to say, you know, if I knew the torch was being passed to you, I would have never passed it along.
I think Joe's got to be nice. On radio, it's great for you to say.
I know. Or Donald Trump. Donald Trump would say something like that, right?
By the way, you know, you speak about this. All this talk about the socialist activities of the Democrats and where they're going, I love it.
Let them go to
the far left.
Yeah, it's true.
This is great for Donald Trump.
This is
great for the Republicans.
Obi, you are the man. You are so funny, man. You're absolutely right,
Donald
though.
Donald Trump will beat whoever this nominee is going to be. It's not going to be Joe Biden. His numbers are popped out. But the Democratic nominee, whoever he or she is, Donald Trump will beat in November, no question about it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Hey, you used to work with Donald J. Trump, the citizen, in the casino business, man?
I actually worked with a guy named Arthur Goldberg. God rest his soul.
Oh, my gosh, Arthur was the best. Wait, Obi.
Oh, what a magnificent guy.
How come I didn't know this? Arthur Goldberg was a Jersey guy, one of my best friends, and he bought Bally's, and he was a brilliant businessman, died way too young. What did you do with Arthur? Were you in White Rose, or were you with Bally's?
No, I did his political work for the casino side after he sold to Hilton.
Yeah.
He hired me. I was working for Steve Wynn, and then he hired me.
Wow.
Small world.
Yeah.
Your buddy Frank may have mentioned this to you, because Frank was one of the few people that read a book in which I mentioned. But when I left Steve Wynn hired Judge Bork and sued Donald Trump, Arthur Goldberg, and Hilton. Lord. And they said they conspired to steal me from Steve Wynn. To stop the development in Atlantic City. So it was a $140 million lawsuit.
Oh, my God.
It got thrown out, but it was one of those things.
It did, and Arthur, rest in peace, a great guy.
What a great man.
Obi, before we let you go, man, you ran Bob Turner's campaign for Congress, which resulted in an upset victory in Queens. We saw another upset win on the other side of the aisle the other day with Tiffany Caban, man. How did this happen, my friend?
You know, very few people showed up, and that's what happens in elections when not enough people showed up. I think Katz's campaign got caught flat-footed. They didn't see this coming about 3 or 4 weeks out. They thought they could just glide right there and to the victory, and they just didn't make it. Yeah, it's not official yet, but I think that margin at this point is too wide for them to pick up. And I think what you have is on the left right now a lot of energy, but it's 30,000 voters. Yeah. That's who's making his decisions. It's amazing that it's not more people that are doing this. But it's just she came out of there. And it's, by the way, it's AOC. It's the energy from that campaign that she did last year, literally a year ago.
Yeah.
And you had Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren endorse her in this race. Presidential candidates endorsed in a Queens DA race.
Yeah.
And she's going to take this county to the far left, not prosecute crimes, and who knows what she's going
to
do.
Oh, but you see any reason to be hopeful about the future of the state GOP?
Oh, absolutely. Nick Langworthy, the new chairman, I don't know if you've had him on.
Yeah, Nick was on the other day. He's great.
Super, super guy from Buffalo. He's been a terrific chairman I've worked with over the years. He's a young guy, a lot of energy, always a new set of eyes, fresh set of eyes, can do things differently. Which is terrific. Any organization needs that kind of turnover, whether it's the Pope in the Vatican or whether it be the Republican Party in New York. A new leadership is always a good thing. And Nick's going to do great things for the party, no question about it. And the Democrats, as they go left, is going to be a great opportunity for the Republican Party, too.
Obi, great chat, man. E. O'Brien Murray, he's a longtime Republican consultant and strategist. Obi, thanks so much for joining us. Come back soon, man. Keep us posted. Would you do that?
Anytime, Joe. Have a great weekend. Get better than copacetic, okay?
Yeah, okay. Copacetic, baby. I love it. Thanks, Obi. You got it, man. 751 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. They're doing some intermittent closures. It looks like some ongoing police department activity here at the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. So you are waiting about 40 minutes in. Over at the Lincoln, that's 30. The GWB is still about 40 to the upper, 15 to 20 to the lower level. Traffic is still building for you on the eastbound Gowanus getting up toward Fort Hamilton Parkway with earlier problems cleared out of the way. And expect a lot of traffic here on the LIE westbound up by the Clearview as they wrap up a collision. Hempstead Turnpike in Plain Edge. It's ongoing police department activity with a fire over there in Plain Edge right by 107. J Train is back on or close to schedule, so things are moving better over in that area. Southbound Thruway, just a brake check heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission.
If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 754. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? We want you to go to Route 22 Toyota. Here is the number I'm going to give you to 8 o'clock. It's 754 right now. I'll give you an extra minute, okay? I'll give you to 8. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Here's that number, 855-621-9949. All right, that is from Route 22 Toyota. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's just like that, 855-621-9949. I'm doing this creepy voice so you remember it. Creepy voice, 855-621-9949. But really, you get a free multi-board inspection, oil change, and filter. Are you kidding me? You check out this state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street. Iggy's so proud of that state-of-the-art service center. You got to go. Alex can sell it with the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Yeah, you don't have to deal with dummies. No dummies at Route 22 Toyota. This is a great opportunity to get you over to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. First five callers, next 5 minutes for free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love it over there, and you got a great deal. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg, calling Joe Lumberg, 756. Joey, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. Cranking up the heat. We're ready for it. Bring it on.
Oh, yeah. What are we hitting today? 90 or something, Joe?
I think we're going to be about 90 today. We're going to be well up into the 80s to 90 tomorrow. I mean, this is good stuff. I like this stuff.
We're the only ones, you know. Me and you are the only ones. You go, hey, it's going to be like sweltering. You know,
yeah,
we can't
bring
even.
It on.
I love it. Absolutely love it. You go out on the bike, though. You got the whole family over. You have family. You have ancillary family. You have everybody over. You probably can't wait to get on the bike and get out of there, Joey, huh?
And I was out of the bike, and I got about an hour and a half in yesterday afternoon.
Lord.
And I played nice, played games in the evening with the troops.
Oh, gosh, you're a good guy. You are such a good guy, Joe Lumberg. I swear to goodness gracious. Now, tell me about, I got to do a thing tonight. Got to go to my high school reunion. Is that the best? Oh, my Lord, that's going to be something else. And then
I'm going to one of those, too. I got one in 4 weeks up in
Connecticut. You going? Are you going?
Number 40, yeah.
You should bike, and you should wear the pink outfit and walk into the reunion with the pink outfit on.
Maybe I should. Wouldn't that be cool?
Speedos. Go in your Speedos. I'm here. It's me. I'm in better shape than any of you. I'm telling you. Joey, what are we doing Saturday? What's it look like? Saturday's going
to
be
okay? Saturday, watch out. Mid to late afternoon, some strong thunderstorms are going to come down from the north. There could be some gusty winds, damaging winds and hail.
Yeah,
and that
when I'm
kind
down
of stuff.
The shore. Great.
Yeah, exactly. But then behind it, Sunday, partly sunny, a little less humid, about 83. Pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but looks like a nice start to next week with some sunshine Monday.
All right, Joey, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. he's the best. Joey Lumberg right there. Hey, it's 7:58. So the big news, and this is huge news nationally, internationally, and certainly in the all media business. John Catsimatidis, you know John from the Cats Roundtable on Sunday mornings, following Frankie's show, and Wednesdays right here on AM 970, The Answer, Cats at Night. He bought WABC Radio. How about that? That's legendary. We are so excited because it's great for radio. You listening right now to Joe, right now you're listening now, you helped rebuild and reinvent and revigorate AM radio. Now John is buying WABC. He will be live on the air with Joe.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
74 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters battling a stubborn fire in Newark, New Jersey. Flames broke out early this morning in a home on Avon Avenue. No word if there are any injuries. Some New Yorkers are going to be complaining about last night's commute for a while. An L train stalled in the Canarsie Tunnel between Manhattan and Brooklyn a little before 5 p.m. The Post reports the passengers had to be escorted out through a separate rescue train. The issue caused extensive delays throughout the evening. Officials asked commuters to take alternate routes.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.